But v'yim omad bal koira, let's say the first one, the one that was carrying the beam, stopped in the middle of Rishus Rabbim, which is not urchit, not normally, not supposed to stop in the middle of Rishus Rabbim. Then the back one, the one carrying his chavi, is bumped into him, is chayiv. Then the bal koira is chayiv. But v'yim omad bal chavi is amoid potter. Let's say the first one, the bal hakoira, even though he stopped and did something mishuna. But if he warned the second one and told him, listen, I'm stopping, you be careful, and he didn't listen, so then he's potter. If I warned you, it's not called I was mazik you, it's called iyu diyazik anafshe. What about hoya bal chavius rishon, o bal koira achron? Nishbura chavius bekoira is chayiv. If the bal chavius was going first, and the bal koira was going second, and now the bal koira went too fast and bumped into the bal chavius, therefore the bal hakoira is chayiv. Because it's his fault where he bumped in and broke the first one's barrel. What about v'yim omad bal chavius? Let's say the first one carrying the barrel just stopped, then potter, and the one in the back came bumping into him and broke the chavius, so the second one, the bal hakoira, was potter, because he didn't do anything abnormal, he had a right to walk. But v'yim omad lo bal hakoira amoid, if the first one carrying the barrel knows he has to stop now, and he warns the second guy in back and tells him, stop, I have to stop, so you be careful, and then he doesn't stop and he breaks the first one's barrel, is chayiv. V'chein, the same halach applies, zebo b'neiro, zebo b'pishtonoi. Same thing if two people walk in Rishus Haravim, and one has a nair of fire, and one has pisht and flax, the same halach is applied. If one bumps into the other, the first one, the second one, that if you're not doing anything wrong, then you're potter. He didn't learn yesterday. Now the Gemara says, "Boi minei Rabba Banosim Rav Huna." Rabba Rav Nosim asked a question from Rav Huna. Hamazik es ishtoi b'tashmis shamita maho. When a man is living with his wife, and b'shas tashmis he does damage to her, he hurts her, goes in too hard, he gives her a hezek, he damages her. So what's the loch mal? Does he have to pay her or not? Kivon de brishus kovet potter. Since he has the right to live with her, to be with her, he's doing something brishus, he didn't have intentions of doing a maisa mazik, he should be potter. Or Dilma, maybe no, the husband has to be more careful and watch himself. And if he wasn't careful enough that he hurt his wife, maybe he has to pay, even though he's doing it brishus. Or Malay, so Rav Huna answered back, Tinisu, we learned in our Mishnah that says, Shel ezer rishus lahalich, or lezer rishus lahalich. In the ratio, when both have a right to walk, a person carrying a beam and a person carrying a chavis, and they're both walking normally, and the bal hakoira breaks the beam, so he says potter, because when you're doing something brishus, you're potter. So here also, since the husband has a right to live with his wife, if by accident he hurt her, he's potter. Oh my Rav, Rav says back, kal v'chayim, have a kal v'chayim, know that you should be chayiv. That what ma yar. Madav, the famous case that Torah talks about, when somebody goes into a forest and he kills somebody else, b'shoigeg, that shazel l'rishus l'nichnas. The first one's going into the forest, it's like he has permission to go in there. B'zel l'rishus l'nichnas. The second one also has a right to go into the forest. Nas l'kimisha nichnas l'rishus chaveira v'chayiv. Still, if you go in there and you chop wood there, and your wood goes flying off and kills somebody, we say, y'chayiv golis, you have a chayiv. If so, over here, here the husband, like going into his wife, he's like going into her rishus. So isn't it like kol shechein, isn't it for sure that the husband should be chayiv? Because he's going into her like, so it's like into her rishus, for sure the husband now should have been more careful, and therefore the husband should be chayiv. Ela rather, for the markashe, ela hoketoni, but still our Mishnah says, shelezer rishus lahalich, ulezer rishus lahalich. The Mishnah still says a svara that when two people have a right to walk through the Rishus Rabbim and one does damage to the other, he's potter. When you're doing something Rishus, you're potter. So here also, Bishas Tashma Shamit Gafort, you're still doing it for Rishus, so you should be potter. She answers back, Ho Som Tavayo Ki Adodi Ninu. I'll tell you, over there, they're both equally. Like Rashi says, the top Rashi, Shneyem Shovim Bishvirosam. When the beam goes into the barrel and breaks the barrel, it's considered both of them are helping along with this damage. Sha'af bal chov yisayaya b'shvirosoy. Even the first one with the barrel is also helping along. Like the fact you went and dropped slower, so the one in the back, his beam went into you, but you helped along with the breaking of it. Therefore, they're potter, because both did it together. But hoch over here, when the husband does damage to his wife, iyu ki yovid maisa. He, the husband, is doing a ma'isa b'shas tashmish. When he comes into us, consider that he's doing the action. For the Gemara Kashi, is that true? For he loy, and she's not doing anything. You want to say, aswala kak oilam, she's just sitting there, not doing anything. So therefore, you're telling me a chilek that now when the husband does damage to her, the husband is chayiv. I will see if the pasuk says, v'nichrusu hanafoshos oisois mikerav amam. That when they do a ma'isa's nus, v'nashis ish, lives with another man, and she does it baratan, so she's chayiv misa. And the Torah says, v'nichrusu hanafoshos. Both of them have a chiyuv misa. Like Rashi says, the noyef and the noyef is the mashma. Both of them have a chiyuv misa, a chiyuv misa. So the question is, if the isha is not doing anything, so why is she chayiv misa? So the chur from this pasuk is mashma that it is considered she's doing an action also. So Gemara says like this: Hano letavayu islu. That's like a true. They both have enjoyment from the ma'isa tashmish, the ma'isa avera. They're both having enjoyment. And for the Averi Shabbat, the reason why Yechayiv Misa is because since you're having enjoyment for this type of biznus, for that Yechayiv Misa. But as far as an action goes, Iyu Maisa Hu Dekovit. It's only considered like the husband is doing the Maisa and not the Isha. The Isha is a Svar of Karka Olam. That's why we say about Isha, she doesn't have a Chiyuv of Yaharag B'Al Yavor. Because she's only Karka Olam, she's not doing an action. True, if it's done the Isha, she's Chayiv Misa because of the enjoyment she had. But over here, again, to the Maisa Mazik, it's said that the husband is doing the Maisa Mazik by himself. She is not doing anything. Therefore, that's Rav's Svara, to the Vada, the husband is Chayiv. The husband should have been more careful, and if he does damage to his wife, he's Chayiv. Then the Mishnah says, "Hoy Yabal Kaira Rishon." Let's say the one carrying the beam went first. Omer Reshlokis, Reshlokis said, we had a locker before, that what's going to be in the case of Shtei Porus? You have two Porus, two cows. Rishus Rabin. Achas revutza v'yachas maleches. One is lying down doing a davar mishuna. You're not supposed to be lying down in the middle of Rishus Rabim. And the second cow is walking normally. Now it depends. Diyato mahaleches revutza. If the one that's walking normally gave a kick and did damage to the one that's lying down, is ptura. So that was always Rish Lakish Svara, that since the first one did a ma'isa mishuna by lying down, and now Bo Acher and also does a ma'isa mishuna, it's tam, that's mishuna, therefore he holds tam as potter in such a case. What about the opposite way? If Revutza b'maleches, the one that was lying down now stretched out his foot and gave a kick to the one that's going normally, so the one that's going normally did not do any davar mishuna yet, so therefore chayevis, then the one that's lying down, he's doing the ma'isa of Keren, he's chayiv b'chatzi nezek. That's what Shlokesh is svara. That whoever did a mishuna first, a bo'acha b'shina bo, the second one is potter. The Gemara says, leinu mesayilei. Let's say I have a proof from our Mishnah. It says now Mishnah, ho yobal kaver rishon. If the one carrying the beam was going first, ubal chov yisachron. And the one carrying the barrel was going secondly. So it depends. Nishbro chov yisbekaira, potter. Mashma, the second guy, went a little bit faster. The one carrying his barrel went a little bit faster and knocked into the beam. Therefore, the balakira is potter. But the imamad balakira, let's say the first one stood still. He did a davar mishuna. He's not supposed to stop in the middle of Rishus Rabim, but the first one stopped. So then chayiv, then the first one is chayiv. Now the Gemara says, for yohocho di kerevutza b'maleches dami. Here it's like the revutza, like the balakira, that stopped, that did a davar mishuna, he's like the animal that was revutza, lying down, and gave the kick for malechus to one that's walking, dummy. Huktani chayiv, and it says over here, yechayiv. So that should be a right to Rish Lakish, that even though one guy's doing a davar mishuna, but if he kicks another person, he's like a chayiv. Yeah. Rashi says, the Baal Chayiv Shomer, because the first one that stopped now, heavy mishuna, he's doing something mishuna, because it's not a derech to stop and rest in milu Rishus Rabim. That's a riot, so a shlokish, that even though you did a davar mishuna, but if you kick somebody else, you're chayiv. So Gemara asked the question, but tizbra, is this a good reasoning, good svara? Ha siyua boyi, is this a good proof? Loi mistaya, not only the loi mistaya, you're not bringing a good proof. Not only you're not bringing a good proof, Ela makshe nami kasha. I even have a kasha. What's going on now? There's a kasha here. Because taimo de viato. Why do you say that the one that's revus is chayiv? Only because he kicked the one that was going. He did a ma'isa mazik. Here taimo de viato. Why does Rish Lakish say the one that was lying down when he kicks? He's chayav because he did a ma'isa mazik, he kicked. Ha'huska memela potah. Mashal, the other one received his damage. Memela had be potah. Zrashim, ha'huska memela mahalechas bravusa. Mashma, if the one that was walking by accident or tripped over the one that's ravutza, then it'd be potah. It's only if the ravutza, the one lying, gives a kick, does a ma'isa mazik, then he's chayav. But if the one that's walking just hurts himself over the ravutza without a kick, then he's potter. Now the hochi ketonim masdisim the mamela chayiv. And now Mishnah says if the first one, the bala kura, just stops, and the mamela now, the bala chavius comes and like trips, bumps into the beam, so the bala chavius is, the bala kura is chayiv. So it's not a rai, it's a kashan Rish Lakish. So the marbo masnisin the mamela. Our Mishnah is on the mamela. Now what happened? The one that holding the beam stopped. And now the second one, the one that holding the barrel, came bumping into him. So how did he get damaged? It was like the balakura happened mamela. Uketoni chayis tala. Mishnah says it's chayiv. So Gemara says like this. I tell you, Masnisa, now Mishnah is talking about the posko liurcho kishalda. The Mishnah is talking about where this beam is mamish going straight across the whole Rishus Rabbim. So Rashi Masnisa in the posko koiro liurcho kishalda shoyeroishel liroicha baderech hilkach afinu mamela chayiv. We're talking about a case here where the beam, the one that's holding the beam, his beam was going straight across the Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, when he stops, now anybody that comes into him, he's chayiv for that damage. Because the person, other people walking are not mechuyev to walk on the side of Rosh Hashanah. They have a right to walk straight through the Rosh Hashanah. So if you're blocking up the whole Rosh Hashanah, that's why here it's worse. That's why here you chayiv. But hok over here, kagoin derovo b'chadgisam. Here, Rish Lakish is talking about when one poor is lying down on the Rishus Rabbim, he's Ravutz, he's lying down on the side though. It's on one side of Rishus Rabbim. So therefore, it's like this. The other one, the one that's Malechus, the other cow, if he trips over this one and gets damaged, he's Potter. Because Iboyle Leskuya be the Gisa. The cow should have walked on the other side of the Rishus Rabbim. There is another path, another way to walk through. So therefore, only Rish Lakish says when the Ravutz of the one lying down gives a kick, is Bato, but Malechas, then he's Chayim, that's Karen. But if he doesn't give a kick, just the one that's walking, by mistakes, walks over him and trips and hurts himself, so it's his fault, you shouldn't have walked over the animal, you should have walked on the side. So therefore, there's no kasha to Rish Lakish. But our Mishnah is talking about that the one that's holding the beam, when he stops, he's holding the beam in a way that's covering the whole Rosh Hashanah. So there's no way for the other people to walk. Therefore, if they walk into him, that's why he's chayiv. The balakur is chayiv. Versus Ella, safe with the masnisa and the sandal of Rish Lakish. But rather, I'll bring you a proof from the sefer of our Mishnah. Tiktoni says in the sefer of our Mishnah, ho your balakur is rishon. Let's say the one that's carrying the barrel was going first. O balakur achron, the one carrying the beam was going second. Nishbaro chovius bekoiro. Now the chovius broke with the koiro is chayiv. That means the second guy, the one that's carrying the beam, went a little bit faster and went into the barrel and broke it. Therefore, it's chayiv. But v'yemomad bal chovis, let's say the first one carrying the barrel, he stops, which is mishuna, potter. Then when the second one comes into him, he's potter. Now, v'hoch, over here, tikamalechet bravutza dummy. It's like the one that's walking or kicked the ravutza, the one that's lying down. Uketani potter, it says that it's a potter. So, here's the right, it's Rish Lakish. The moment your balchov is potter, the also the maleches right is the one that's walking like gave a kick to Ravutza, and it says that he's potter. That's why the first one stopped. And that's when the balachov he stopped. He did a davar mishuna, and now the balakura came into him. That's called the first one did a davar mishuna or boachav mishuna boas potter. So Gemara says maybe like this mas nisin ki urchei komaski. Maybe still there's no proof. And now Mishnah, the reason why he's potter is because the second one mamish was going normally. He was carrying the beam, and he has a right to walk. The first guy stopped suddenly, so I'm not at fault. He shouldn't have stopped. I have a right to walk. But maybe over here it's still different. The Mishlokish's case, though, when what happened, one animal was lying on the floor, and the second animal came and gave him a kick, maybe still he should be chayiv. Because Omelei, because the Baal of the one that's Rehutza could say to the one that was walking, Nehidi Yislacha Rishus Lizguya Lai, true, you have a right to walk over me, like maybe my animal has no right to lie down in the Rishus Rabim. So if I'm blocking the path, true, your animal has a right to walk over my animal. But Levute B, Leslacha Rishusa. But maybe who gives you permission to kick my animal? Like Rish Lakish is talking about the Chiddush, that if one animal lies down with Rishus Rabim, and the second animal comes and gives it a kick, does the Maisa Karen, the Maisa Mazik, still is Potter? Because if it is Svara, so whoever did a Dava Mishnah first, or Bo'acha Vashinuba is Potter. So that Svara you don't see in our Mishnah. And our Mishnah here, when the first Baal HaChovyet stopped, true, he did a Dava Mishnah. But the one in back of him, when he came walking in with his beam to break it, he didn't do a Dava Mishnah. He was doing normally. He was walking normally. He couldn't make a short stop like the first one made. That's why the second one is potter. But maybe in the case where the animal is walking over the Ravutza and gives him a kick, who gave you permission to kick the animal? That's a Maisa Mazik. So from our Mishnah, you do not have a proof to Resh Lakish. So that's the Mishnah. Shnayim Shoyim Halchim Rishus Rabim. Two people was walking through the Rishus Rabim. Echad Rots V'Echad Malak. One was running and one was walking. Or Shoyim Shnayim Rots. Or else two of them were running. Veziku Zeh and one hurt the other one. Shnayim Peturim. Still, they're both potter. Faisos and Rishus Rabim, it's a derech to walk, to run. You have a right to go there. When you're doing something for Rishus, it's not cool that they're damaged to you. That's my derech of walking, so therefore I'm potter. Zemara says, the Chura Masnitsin, the like Isi ben Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like Isi ben Yehuda. The Tanya will learn like this. Isi ben Yehuda Weimer. Rots Chayim Evnei Shum Mishuna. If somebody is running through the Rishus Rabim and he does damage to somebody else, then he's Chayiv. Because you have no right to run through the Rishus Rabim. That's a Dava Mishunah. But Umaydi Isi, but Isi agrees that the error of Shabbos ben Hashemashos Shu Potter. Mevnei Shirots Rishus. If somebody's walking home right before Shabbos to make Shabbos, so then you have a right to run through the Rishus Rabim. That's called you're running Rishus. Then if you do damage, you're Potter. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Ki Isi Ben Yud. We take a paskin like this. That right before Shabbos, then you have a right to walk through the Rishus Rabim. But on normal times, you have no right to run through a Rishus Rabim. For the Gemara, Miyam Rabbi Yechon Ochid, Rabbi Yechon, say like this, Ayvam Rabbi Yechon Ochid, Estam Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon usually says, we pass like a Estam Mishnah. And our Mishnah says, L'tanan, Echad Rots V'Echad Mahalach, if one person is running and one person is walking, they're both potter. So the Chur from our Mishnah is Mashma, that you have a right to run through a Rishus Rabim. Or Yishor Yishneim Rots and Pturim. So, of course, it's not like Isi ben Yehuda. Akam Rabbi Yechon apostles like Isi ben Yehuda. So, my answer is, I'll tell you, our Mishnah also. Mas nisim, vera Shabbos ben Hashemashos. Maybe our Mishnah is also talking about ben Hashemashos right before Shabbos. Then the person has the right to run through Rishus Rabim. But you want me, my, what's the proof? What do you say that for? What's the right our Mishnah talking like that? Because the Mishnah says, it says, one is running and one is walking. Then it says, I show you Shneim Rots and Pturim. For the Gemara, Sul Amali, what do I have to have the second case? That they're both running. Hashta echad rots v'echad malach potter. Madach, if only one person is running and the other one is walking and they collide into one another. You tell me they're both potter. So you see, the running has a permission. Shneim rots mi boy. So when they're both running and they collide into one another, for sure they're potter. So what does the Mishnah have to say a second case for? El hachikom. This is what the Mishnah means to teach us. Echad rots v'echad malach potter. When is that though? When do you have a right to run? Only Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos. You're in a rush to be Mekabel Shabbos, then you have a right to run. Avol b'choyl, but in the middle of the weekday, then it depends. If it's Echad Rots V'Echad Mahalach Chayiv, then Shaka you'll be Chayiv. The one that's running is doing a Dava Mishunah. You have no right to run through the Rishus Rabim, you'll be Chayiv. But what's going to be? Shnayim Rotzim, they're both doing a Dava Mishunah, then Afilo B'chol Pturim, you can't blame one more than the other. They're both doing a Dava Mishunah, they're both be Potter. Omar, what we just said before, that Umay the Isi agrees that Be'er Shabbos, Ben HaShemashos, Shu Potter, Bechnei Shirotz B'Rishus, for the Gemara, Be'er Shabbos, my B'Rishus Ika, what kind of Rishus is there? What's so special about Be'er Shabbos that you're allowed to run? So Gemara answers, Kedah Rabbi Chanina, like Rabbi Chanina, the Yom Rabbi Chanina,